dos motos de dos para la carretera. What two out of four, one out of two? Two out of five. How many of those are open? How many? The twin towers. Is one of the towers open and one is closed? Four of those. Yeah, but out of those, one, half it open, get another big one. Oh yeah, well, yeah. From one to the door, I'm ready. What one out of four, one out of two?
Two out of five.
How many of those are there open? How many? The twin towers. Is one of the towers open and one is closed? Four of those. Yeah, but out of those, one, half it open, get another big one. Oh yeah, well, yeah, sure. And he'll tell us what. He'll come back and tell us what to do. Okay? I think it's a minute to walk there and back. If Josh says that's a shame, we're going to add a 10. So I said, add it up. They're all going to sit in line for 20 minutes going through a metal detector. We'll count a 10 20. Well, take my half an hour, count a 10 30. We'll count a 10 5. That's my. What? There's no mitzvah to wait in line. So if they're out of line and don't the line's not over, once the line's over, then we're in trouble. What, bro? On the Prime Minister? No, no. Ah. All right. Rabotai, we got a lot to do today. And a short time to do it. The Gemara says not nun vava manala, please. Very important Gemara. We're not in the Mishnah. Let's have stop in the Mishnah again. The Mishnah said in the Dalam of Days, let's start again. Afal Pisha Abu Gesulah Gova Messiah on the Mona. Imrasa Lahosin. Afila Me Amona Yosef. It's Amon is Garsha. Maybe in the Erisim. Maybe in the Sue and Gova Sakulti. Rabbi Lesman Zion. Maybe in the Sue and Gova Sakulti. Rabbi Lesman Zion. Gova Messiah on the Mona. So close over that Sakulti. That's old stuff. Not a new stuff. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Im rotzal de kote le psula shtash am asayim vi kosevet kabati mi ucham mona wa mona mona vi kosevet kabati ucham chamishim zu da mea mea kol apokes le psula mi masayim wa mona mi mona hare zu bilaz nu. We're counting on the second part of the mission. Says the Gemara and Daf nun vavim and Daf towards the bottom. Tama de kosva. That's the last of the mission that you wrote her a shoulder. Aval al pelo. Well al pelo. Rashi da aval etzno bi alma lo habi etzno. The Matne Amasha Kasim Batorahu. This is the first inkling of a new sugya. Matne Amasha Kasim Batorahu. Fresh Gemara, my Dabba Shiva Mamanu. The Shamina Rabbi Yehuda, Dabba Shiva Mamanu. Tino Kayam. Titania. Ha Omer Leisha, Reyat Mekudeshes, Tli Amanash, Ein Lech Alayish, Exus Yona. Harez Mekudeshes, Utno Batil. Divra Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Dabba Shiva Mamanu. Tino Kayam. Hey, wait a minute, what's going on over here? Rashi, B'davah Shem Ramon, Sh'er Tzus. Rashi said, oh, it's not Davah Shem Ramon. He both disagrees, we'll see later. So you see, Klar, that B'davah Shem Ramon, you can make a Tanai according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So how can Rabbi Yehuda in our mission say, you need to write it, it's not enough to write, we're writing it the receipt, I got the money already. But it's time to make a Tanai, that the Shia doesn't exist, doesn't work. Why shouldn't it work? He goes, Master, 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 Davah Shem Ramon, it's no Kaya. Answer the Gemara. We'll get to it in a minute. Written presumably means, the Pashas you could say, written doesn't mean written. Written means as opposed to a Tanai. It's a Mechil as opposed to a Tanai. That's how I would learn the original word. But it's a Torah. Wow. If it's Daraisa, we'd say, what? To know Tayyim. Paradoxically, if it's the Rabbanan, to know Bottle. They made Chidul as a very Yosef Mishal Torah. Right to the Gemara. All right, Paris the Rabbanan. Lo'ab the Rabbanan tak Chidul. None. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Olam of Ochel Peri Peres, Hashi Yichta Ladin Advarim, Ein Levin Achasayich, Le Peres, Seve Peres, Le Sein Ad Olam. Rashi. Peres, if you look at Rabbanon, the high Shab, the Baal Ochel, and Tachot of the Rabbani, the law of Rabbanon Chizuk, she is to know a bottle, in his Tal Nimchol Achilasa. Peri Peres, and Tachot Ladin Advarim, Ein Levin Achasayich, Le Peres, Seve Ochel, Le Peres, Peres, Mocha Peres, Le Lokeach, Kaka, Shia Karen, Le Ochel Peres, you got Peri Peres saying, you got nothing. Says the Gemara on the days, the time of Allah, my Tose, Omer. Rashi, the time of the Hatose, the Perka Tose. My Tose, Omer, Alma, Tanoi, Tanoa. The Tanoi does work with Abba Shiva Maman. Omer, Abai, the Koliash, Zuba, Velo, the Koliash, Tere. Milsa, the Shikha, Abdu, Rabbana, Chizuk. Milsa, the Shikha, Abdu, Rabbana, Chizuk. Sorry? Question of that the word, we know what the word kosher means only. It's almost a whole series of cases which are not that critical right now. Bottom line is not in this case, also critical to the rain. That's Rabbi Yudashi. Rameh Omer, two dots. Kalapogas Bechule. Kalapogas Afil Kolyash Tuba Velola Kolyash Teru. Milsa the Shikha of the Rabbana Chizuk. Milsa the Shikha of the Rabbana Chizuk. Sorry? Question of that the word we know what the word kosher means only. It's almost a whole series of cases which are not that critical right now. Bottom line is not in this case also critical to the rain. That's Rabbi Yudashi. Rameh Omer, two dots. Kolapogas Bechule. Kolapogas Afilu Betzino. Ama Kosar Betzino Botel. Kolapogas. Every kind, any which way, it's going to be Botel. It's not about the Isla. What does Isla mean? Despite the fact that he writes to his wife, I'm giving you only $100 suba, she really got $200. The came in the Amala Leslich Elamana Losam Khadaita Bahamala Bilaso Bilas Nus. According to what the Gemara says at this point, she gets in fact what? In fact she gets 200. Afalfi came. Despite the fact she gets 200, it's called what? No. It's called a Bilas Nus. Because she doesn't know she gets 200. We told her we're only getting 100. I, Vashamin, another Rameh, the Amma Kolamatam, a Chasam Torah, to know Botel, Hobbit Rabbonon, to know Kayev. Again, it's the right, it's Botel, it sounds like the Rabbonon, it's Kayev. Answer the Gemara, Kosav Rameh, no, Suba the right. The famous Suba the right, we saw a few times already. Rameh also Suba the right. So therefore, it's Ma'atma Shem Torah, the Dava Shem Mamin, and according to the old, it's no bottle, and it's in the Dava Shem Torah, so the old Suba the right. Rashi. Kola Poche, it's a few little bits to know, but lo tzotana kol bitzula, she'ein lo mosayim ba'mona, she'ein lo mona, I raise the Dila's nose, shmami, no, toch yashmina nachal kishi, go over the bitzof, t'yein to know kayom, Abilu Hafi came and they made Kora Asni, Kora Levilaznus, from the Mishaz Bia, Lohava Samcha Data Aksuba. She doesn't expect to get the Aksuba. And they have it called the Bia Nus, even though she really is entitled to 200 Zuz. Alma Kasava, no. No, hold on. That's it, that's the Suz. That's the sugar of Rameh. We got Sofahu, but Rabbi Yehuda, it's Chazan. Rabbi Yehuda, oh, it's just fascinating how it works out. Rabbi Yehuda holds Master Chassid of the Torah, the Davashim and Ramadan to know Kayah. But here, no bottle, why? Also, Chizul of the Rayan, Yosewat, Mishal Torah. The Mayor holds Master Chassid of the Torah, the Davashim and Ramadan is to know bottle. And over here, Yosewat, Subiz Doraisa, and if we'll give him a what, is to know Bundle. So again, what the healer? We'll get to that, as I said, a little bit later. The mass is no matter which way you slice it, it's going to be Bundle. Why? Because the old master, Mashkasa Matara, the Doraisa, it's no Bundle. This is the Super Doraisa. Fascinating. Oh. Says the Maravai. Hana Bimeirom. Kalapoches, the Psulim, Imasayim, Imanu, Imana, Arezu, Bilaz, Nuts. We had before the Mishnah, right? Nothing new. Rabbi Yossi, a new player on the block. He had a mayor. You don't have Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rashai. Rashai. Right? What does Rashai mean? Says Rashi. Yossi Rashai. Vafilu Alpe Nami Tadol Kaya. Rabbi Yudo Omer. What the kosei the psula shtash of Masayim because seven so is kabalti no chamona ul almona mona because seven so is kabalti no chamishim zuz. What does that mean? Back to Rashi. Also, Yudu Lameimar, Nami Rashoi, Kirab Yossi. True. But, Miyu Alper, no. What does it mean? You shouldn't rush it. And also in Ksuba Metatlin, Ein Miyachdin Metatlin at Ksuba, and they take an Olam, Shema Yovdu O Yivchasu Demeyen. What are we afraid about? You'll designate this particular property, this diamond ring, whatever, maybe this jewelry, for the collection of the Ksuba. We're afraid it'll get lost or go down in price, and she will not be able to collect the Ksuba. So therefore we don't allow it. Am Rabbi Yossi, the Chema Tikkun Olam Yesh Bazu, Valo Ein Ktuvin Upochasin. Rashi, Ein Ktuvin, Ein the Man Ktuvin Olam, the Mokwe Umogli, Hilgach Pa'amim She Pochsin Michdei Ma Sheshima Um. In other words, what's he saying? So what's the machlok? Tanakami Nami ain't off the cover. What are they fighting about? Allah Baki Kama. Ramedra Amurim, Mishalo Kibal Allah Akrayas. Abel Kibal Allah Akrayas Osim. That's the Tanakama. Rashi ain't also come up Chisanami Vichlatik and Olamu. Shall Kibal Allah Akrayas Abal and Yovdu Parashlet Mokwe Umogli. Hilka Pa'omim She Pochsin Michdei Ma Sheshima Um. In other words, what's he saying? So what's the machlok? Tanakami Nami ain't off the cover. What are they fighting about? Allah Baki Kama. Amedra Amurim, Mishalo Kibal Allah Akrayas. Abel Kibal Allah Akrayas Osim. That's the Tanakama. Rashi ain't also come up Chisanami Vichlatik and Olamu. Shal Kibal Allah Akrayas Abal and Yovdu Parashtay Tanak Delokayas Lezula Eliyunsa. He's only afraid the diamond is going to get lost. Not afraid they're going to devalue it. Kamal Rabbi Yossi, v'chi kibal l'vachrayas nami, ma niska ne'olam b'kach, halo af chen kayamin, hen k'tsuvin, upokhsin. Even if they don't get lost, but they can devalue it. Go down and cry. So the fact that he accepts the achrayas for whatever they're worth is insufficient. V'chi kibal l'vachrayas nami, halo hen k'tsuvin, upokhsin. Period. That's the bright end of the Gemara's explanation. Now, where's the Gemara's kasha? Hashta. Uma hasta the Dilma Paxi. Chaya Shabbi Yossi. He's afraid that maybe it will go down in value. Hocha the Vadai Kapoxa. Hello, Kol Shkain. He has a fairish. They're making that deal that they can subas less than 200 zuz. The Vadai should worry about deal as nuz. Well, that's no right. Hocha Yashka. Hosam lo yoda the tochil. Hocha yoda vikamachra. Very big is so. There, she hasn't given up on the ksuba officially. She expects to collect the ksuba from what? From the jewelry. And Rabbi Yossi is afraid the jewelry will go down in price, and she will not be able to collect. There'll be bad news. Here, She explicitly forgave the part of the money of the Ksuba, and therefore she explicitly forgave it. It's no problem. You see clear here in the Gemara that there could be a Shita which maintains, interestingly, that if you really don't get the money and you know you're not getting the money, it's not so bad. If you think you're getting it and you end up not getting it, that's worse. Huh? That's what it sounds like over here. Right. No, that's Tanakhama's afraid of only getting lost. If one Tanakhama, if you accept upon yourself as personal responsibility, then it's no problem. You'll pay whatever the thing is when it gets, whatever survival is when it gets lost. But according to the Yossi, it's not enough, so even if you accept responsibility on a personal basis, but if it devaluates, you have to pay less. Land could also devaluate? It's a good question. It's a good question. This story read verbatim in the Hagos Mordechai yesterday. I don't see it in the original. Of the Shtak Subasa. Afilu isla lo mifsde v'hachi, the gavi b'tnai bezin, mia lo samcha daita d'yomra, ki tevan alei amapraticha hilkach b'ilas nusum. Even though she's really entitled to the ksuma, she will collect the ksuma really, because of t'nai bezin, since she's not convinced of it, therefore it's a question of b'ilas nus. Abo chachamim orim, the lesson of mechas v'shem mismach daita, kitevei b'ilas nus. Since in reality she gets the Messiah's Zuz. So therefore we say what? What do we say? Not a Bilas Nus, but she reality gets to gets 200 Zuz. Not a Bilas Nus. That's Shita's Chachamim. That's a Machlok. How do we pass it? That's critical. Must you write a new Ksuba right now or not? When Rami Bar Chama's sister lost the Ksuba. Must you rewrite it or not? It depends on how you pass it, right? According to Rameh, you have to write it one immediately. According to Chachamim, wait 2-3 years. In fact, wait forever also. No, probably even longer than that. Wait, no rush. Are we passing? Omer Abayev, Omer Abayev Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Halach, you have Meir B'Gzeirosa. In other words, Rav Yosef was saying, it's an Achlov, Satanoim, implying we pass at the Chachamim. But Abayev said we pass like Rameh. So what did Rav Yosef respond? You're right. If that's the case, Ihochi, Zil Ksovla. So write a new Ksuba. Rashi. V'gzeirosa v'dova shu machmer al dvar Torah v'yisa v'heter ayodei v'gzer t'vrem. Ihochi Zil Ksovla. Ksuba chwi. Oh. V'hod amina liyadach v'nala v'nala. Lo kosev lo ksuba b'sula gova masayim v'kmina k'rabi meir. So how can it be? I guess we'll have a shtar ksuba. Name. Hosem b'mokom shem kolsen ksuba. The Kulu Atnai Kosamchi. We discussed this Rashi already a month ago, more. That there was some place where nobody wrote a Ksuba. If nobody wrote a Ksuba, then she doesn't fear for her security. No one writes a Ksuba, and then you can collect the money anyway. Inami, the Malkam Shekosvit, the Govel of May, you collect it. Miu Bilas Nus, Bizer, meanwhile, the Bilas Nus. But all right, but you collect the money at the end. Poop shot them in Rashi. Finally, the last piece of the sick. Mara says, Yossi Rav Dimi, Omer Rav Shimon Bar Pazi, Omer Rav Yeshua Ben Levi Shemar Kapor. Big introduction. Machlokas b'tchila, avol b'sof, l'divrei akol, eino mocheles. What's this? Rashi. Machlokas to Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, we had him at base. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda al Peh Lav Tanohu. Rabbi Yossi Sova Tanoh Kayom B'Tchila. The Farsh Nekama Tchila's Mai. But the Sov Divrei Kol Eina Melchele Shekvot Zochso Rabbi Yossi Lav Klum Elim Ken Kos V'Shover Yitzka Balti Rabosai. There are two problems in making a Tanai in the Sugya. One is Masna Machkos V'Torah. The Reis of the Rabbonon Osu Chizik Osu Chizik. That's the general problem. But there's another problem. Forget about Master Masha because of the Torah. It's too late. The commitment is already there. Once you obligate yourself to something and it's taken effect, you can't make a Tanai that I hear on any condition that's different. No, Mechila work, yes. That's the child now is Sugya. So once they got married, however you define marriage, we'll see students define somewhat rigorously. Once they're married, and they're married without any preconditions, so the obligation to give her the Ksuba upon death of divorce already exists, too late to make a Tanai. Too late.
How can you make a Tanai now? They're already married. The Ksuba already took full effect. You can't rewrite the rules in the middle of the game. But this, exactly. So therefore, the end. If, let's say they're married 5 years. Right? Right, let's say your father tells your mother today, you know, I hate to bring this up, but you know, this, the marriage depends on the condition that the ksuba is only only 20 and not 200. To say, well, married 20 years already. You can't make new conditions now. I already have the ksuba. The only way you can eliminate it, if I'm married with you, I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. Huh? But once they're married, it's a full effect. You can't make any stipulations in the present time. They didn't give the ksuba yet. Once they're married, the ksuba takes effect. Who said the ksuba didn't take place? That's what we're discussing over here. What tefillah, what soap? But let's say your mother, your parents are married 25 years. And now for the silver wedding anniversary, they make a big party, and he says to her, my dear, my love, I'm making a condition that the ksuba, which was originally 200 zuz, is now down to 25. For the scandal, one drops the toast, and you know, and the wine is champagne, and it was flowing all over the floor now because they were just shocked by the statements of being so inconsiderate. But she's unflappable. She says to her, him, honey, I appreciate the gesture, but you're 25 years late. You can't make it tonight right now. Once we're married, I already have a sum of 200 zuz. So he says, oh, please, honey, but say, as a face saver for me, let's have a formal mechila. The miracle of the ksuba. So then she goes along. Oh, she doesn't go along. Zonished. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying over here. The way Gemara Rashi. Let's see it again. Machlok es betchila. The first white line. Machlok es betchila. Out of the self, the divrei akol eina mochelet. Now mochelet usually means mechila. So Rashi says. Rashi says divrei akol eina mochelet. Shekva zafsa rami rasalav klum. Elim can't cut for shovers kabal. So again, we have the same problem again. I explained it in terms of what? Tanai. That we're really distinguishing between Tanai versus what? Mechila. But that's not the simple reading of the Gemara. Divya called Ena Mochela, it sounds like it's saying even Mechila doesn't work about Peh. Only Mechila the Tzav works. So again, there are two versions. You'll see in the Shiva, Machlokas. What's Shad this Gemara? Is the Gemara distinguishing between Tanai and Mechila, which is one way of reading it? Was the Gemara distinguishing between Mechila B'Tanai and Mechila B'Alpeh on one hand, and B'Chsav, Mechila, maybe B'Tanai B'Chsav, some Rishonim suggest, on the other hand. What's the distinction over here, between Tanai and Mechila, or between B'Alpeh and B'Chsav? Gabos, you see the ambiguity over here? It's unclear what the distinction is. B'Sof, Divri HaKol, Eina Mochela. Okay? But we do know that they both hold these Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, both hold that there can be a Mechila B'Chsav. That's the Mishnah. Right? Kosala Iskabalti. That can be. That's the Mishnah said the Pharisee and the Nandala and the Beit. That he calls Sevet Iskabalti Mimcha Mana. And it works. Only Rabbi Meir disagrees. We're not talking about Meir, both of these Yishol. We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. So the answer is a distinction between A and B. What's A and what's B? So either you can say A is Tanai and B is Mechila, or you can say that A is Baal Peh and B is B'Chsav. So Machlokas and the Shita, which one is the correct shot in the sugya here? What does Rashi seem to be saying? Rashi said, "Divekolei the Mochelet Shekvar Zochsa Vami Rosalat Klum Elam Ken Kos V'Shovres Kabalti." Rashi is very, very vague. You can't tell from Rashi which way it's cutting. Is it Tanai versus Mechila, or is it about Peh versus the Shtar? How do you say Pshat in Rashi? Say you don't know, it's good. I don't know either. It's not clear what Rashi is saying. The Shita that takes 5 minutes from Perish. So Rashi doesn't tip his hand really too well. Back to the Gemara. Omar, second word line. I'm Abol, the Dima, Farsh, the Menei, Rabbi Yochanan. Ba'anor, Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi, Lo Plegina, Na Adodi. There's no dispute. Oh, I left that word, no? Rabbi Yochanan says, hey, Mezul, Mezul, Machlokas. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, what? There's not a Machlokas between the Besof. Rabbi Yochanan says, Machlokas even Besof. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no Machlokas between the two of them. My B'Tchila, then Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Tchila Tzchupe, Umay Sof, Sof Bia. the salt beer, Beshul Ben Levi said, Divya Kalina Mochela. Vichi Kamina, no, Bebezu, Bebezu, Maklokas, in Tchilas Kupa, the salt Kupa, the Tchilas beer. Only salt Kupa did I say that what, there can be a Mechila. But once it's salt beer, I agree, there can be no Mechila. So there's no Maklokas, we know Beshul Ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. They all agree that Tchilas Kupa, the salt Kupa, which is Tchilas beer, there can't be a Mechila. And the soul fear there cannot be any Mechila. It has to be written down as a document. Rashi. Kupa. The Kamina, no, Ben Mezuzas. Means what? How is Hashem Allah?
Stop. It's working now. This tape is working, man.
Working? Yeah. Okay. Okay. How do we pass in the halacha? Let's take a look. The best place to look is in the Ran. So the Ran summarizes, okay? The Ran, please. It's on the Ma'amar Kamos, no? Not the Ma'amar Kamos yet?
No.
You didn't know the Ma'amar Kamos?
No.
Enough time. What about yesterday? Hold. Oh. No one saw the Ma'amar Kamos?
No.
No. We'll talk about the parasha a little bit. And it's ridiculous. When they go ahead of you, it's crazy. Huh? We got a preview, all right. It's not bad. But to go into the Ran and the Rambam and this and that before you saw it, nobody saw it. I understand all these extra activities here. All right. We'll talk about the parasha a little bit. But by Sunday, I have to be prepared. So Sunday 11:30, I should have enough time to bury them. Okay. They have a chumash? I mean, the prophet is going to chumash or have a chumash? Oh, we have a chumash. Anyway, I spoke for the Rabbanim yesterday, and Nisano was there, Rabbi Nisano. Same for the middle. I spoke about coping, what was the Russian guy? Coping strategies for challenges in the rabbinate, how to be stressed, psychological perspective. So I spoke about Jewish leadership. Did I tell my Russian about Jewish leadership? I think I gave it to you, though. I gave it to Shul. I didn't tell you that one. But Moshe and Aaron, and you were in the Shul. I tell you that all with Russia. I didn't tell you. Not last year. There's new stuff. Some of it is new. Could be all. All right. If I sound too familiar, let me know. I'll change. I don't know where I said it. I said it in Shul. I said it yesterday. Is it Russia? I said it not this Shabbos, not last Shabbos, but the Shabbos before. Parsha Zocha. Had to do with the what a proper Jewish leader is. We did talk about it, I don't remember. It had to do with the Gematria of Moshe Rabbeinu. Did you hear that one? No? Okay, if I didn't tell you that, then I didn't tell you the whole thing. Because that was my new discovery this year. I saw some sofa. Discovery seminar. The Gematria of Moshe Rabbeinu is Sinor.
I understand.
It's off by one. It's off by one. It's spelled Sinor. How do you spell Sinor? It was yours. Who was yours? Sadi Nun. Vav Reish. What is added up to? Tadi Nun Vav Reish. 346, right? And Moshe is what? 345. You're not Kael, right? You're allowed to be.
Moshe
No. So what's the pshat of Osai? In Moshe is going to be a Tzinon. So the chord of pshat is like this. Some self-explain.
seen as a pipe, a conduit. Moshe Rabbeinu did not view himself as a big balgaiva, someone who wanted to have all kinds of fancy trappings. Moshe Rabbeinu only wanted to be a pipeline, a conduit to the Torah that the Klal Yisrael. And
so,
I'm finished. Oh, you heard, I said it, I told you this already?
Yeah, I think
Shalash should.
Shalash
should? Shalash
should.
Yeah, not everybody was. He mentioned this?
No.
I said it, I told you this year. Did I tell you about the story with Aaron HaKohen? The Gemara says in that involved. We went to the Gemara on Thursday, the first part of the Shir. A big machlokas, which we'll be discussing after 5 months a week. The question of Masna Mashakosa Batorah, Bedova Shibamaman, Machlokas Atanoim. The mayor says it's to know Boslem, Rabbi Yudah says B'dabah Shemimamun to know Kayim. That's the general principle. Interestingly though, that's by the writers. Mashmah goes about Torah. Rabbi Yudah says Chachamim Asu Chizuk L'Zerayim Yosef Yishal Torah. The Ksuba is the Rabbonah. And the Chazal made us unbelievable. They made the Rabbonah more powerful than the writers. It would be a monetary team with the writers and they make a condition not to be tired in it. That would be foul. But if it's the Rabbanan, the condition is not top. Amazing. That's a beauty. The male is exactly the opposite. The Rabbanan obeys the Gemara. The male Tzuvah is the Raisa. And as a result, he says, it's Master, Amashkot, the Torah, the Devash, the Roman, it's to know about them. So, interesting thing. According to the Meir, it's to know about them. Why? Because the Tzuvah derives the Maskot of the Torah, the Devash derives the Tzunah bottle. And according to Rabbi Yudah, also Tzunah bottle, in the case of Tzunah. But in the case of Gabalti, it would be good. It would see, she got the money. But they seem to both agree that Tzunah bottle for two totally different reasons. What are two totally different? Rabbi Yudah holds Tzuvah the Rabbanon, a male Ksuba is the Raisa and Master Machal Tzav Adam Hashem Ramos to know Bottle. So they both have the same conclusion that it's nice Bottle. There seems to be a dispute over here. What about in the case of the Rodas Gabalti? Right. Let's think more again. Time of the Kotzvale of our Pelo. The Kotzvale is good. If you wrote it, Russell Kotzvale of Sula, if you write it, then it's effective. The mayor says, what's the din if he writes it? The mayor says, it's Bilas Nus. What's unclear in the Gemara is, it's Bilas Nus and it's Chal, or Bilas Nus and it's not Chal. It doesn't say the Pharisee here in the Mishnah. Yes? This decrease in the amount of the Ksuba. But the Yehuda says, you can do it, it's fine. But tonight, it's no good. But if you do it in the expression of Kabbalti, and you wrote it, it's good. The mayor says, if you do it, it's Bilas Nus. But is it Chal or not Chal? So far it's unclear. Okay? How do we pass the halacha? The Meir Rabbi Yudah, the Gemara says that from Zion and Aleph. Which Rashi? Which Rashi? Which one? Gemara and after the government base, we're going to see in a minute, says that it's both. It's a faker. That's what I'm going to get to. It's a faker. Let's read that Rashi. Read that Rashi, call our prophet, the government base. With low tana called the Sula, Shemla, Masayim, Almona, Shemla, Mona, Rezavi, Let's Nus. Shmamina, Dochi, Ashmina. Afa, Pishi, Gova, Levaso, the Ain't No Kayam, Afila, Hoki, Kave, and the Mekora, Asni, Korle, Bilet Nus, Shunim, Shaz, Bila, Avis, Tampa, Dadak, Super, hold up, to show Joshua Jack, the color Pogot that feel the Tznor Rashi and Shad, the what? Tznor bottle, right? Tznor bottle, and nevertheless what? It's still considered a Bilas Nus. Respect the Gemara. I, Rav Meir, yeah, you correct me, I said I made a mistake. Rav Meir said, so Masha was going to tell us to know Botel. Habad Rabbanon is to know Chaya. So why we have to know Botel? What's the answer? That's Suba, no, I didn't make it. I'm right. That's Suba is the right. And what? And to know what? No, it's Botel. So to know Botel. But his Tanar Buckle means that the condition is null and void, that the condition is null and void. The halacha is that someone asked me that it's nice, but really the money's coming to her. And I thought Pekin is also to live with her. Why? Because she doesn't realize that the money's coming to her. He throws in the money. Because the money's coming to her. Because it's nice, but perfect. No? The money, he owes her the money. His statements are null and void. Despite all that, it's still prohibited to deliver her. That's the Gemara. I asked you before, this is what triggered our whole thing on Thursday. I asked one question. How do we pass them? And that led to a whole protest. I wasn't prepared. I didn't see it. But by now, of course, 3 days later, everyone is fully prepared. So let's take a look on the round. But I want to see the round. This is the round I want you to look at already. Thursday, actually. Here's the rat. Tells you the story about someone who lost a tzuba. And you can't live with your wife unless you have a new tzuba, all story. And the Gemara says in Afnun Zion, as we saw already on Thursday, Halacha Meir B'Gzeiroso, just read a new Ksuba. Oh, Hu Mashma, Zichi Kaimala, this is Chav Gimla Man Aleph, the beginning of the last wide line on top. Ki Rabbi Meir, when do you pass like a Meir? Hani Mi L'Bemai D'Kama D'Havi B'Losa B'Losa. Ha'Bemai D'Kama T'no Boto, low time look at us. That's how we don't pass them like him. Yeah, can look at our mess, no, but tell him the shim to steal legs to be the riser. Umas, how much can the Torah snow bottle? Abel of the Dan, the Islam, the Ksuba de Rabon, run past the Ksuba de Rabon. Vafilu Bishal Torah Nami, the double Shamaman to no time. The Hokavadic no time. The double whammy. Every passkin that's with our, the Dava Shemlam is not time even by the Doraisa. And here's the Rabbon, so it's twice time. Elish ain't, one second. Elish ain't about Charlotte, time of Bullock Suba. Why? Because the Tanai is valid. So Vali can't keep it without a Suba because she has no Suba. He'll go from Ova Vikima to no time. The Apal Gav, this is of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tachlama Masuchiz, the Divine, the also Michel Torah, to no Bottle, keeps the Gemara that's involved. And here too, if we pass the Suba, the Rabbon. It should be Botel, like Rabbi Yudah. Ike Rabbi Yossi, the Polygale. Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yossi, left Rabbi Yossi. We saw this on Thursday, Rabbi Yossi, Shita. We said, if we passed the Rabbi Yossi, that low as the Chizik was the Reyem, Yossi, Michel Torah. They didn't make the Rabbanon stronger than the rice, and by the rice we passed like Rabbi Yudah. But Dava Shabbat Mama and the person can make a Tanah Mashkaz of the Torah. So the class is the Rabbanon too. So therefore, Allah Alamaisa, if you make a condition with your wife, you have a symbol less than the amount, the condition is valid, and you're living with her bilaznus. Great. So this is what the Ram said. In contradistinction to whose opinion? No, the Rambam. Ava la Rambam's al-Kosa, but for a debate, and if it's issued, it's no bubble. Ba'filu kos lo shen is kabla mehen, kaf v'kaf. You don't describe it, no, but unbelievable. I don't know if you make a tonight, I'll marry the condition. I'm not going to give you a tzuba. Even if she writes an official receipt that I received from you 100 zuz, it's dvorn betele. Mash with the tefillah, zav, the hilchus of kavasei lakum, like a mayor, v'lami tamei, not because of a mayor sheet of the word, masna mashakosu b'torah, no, both of the tzuba is the right. No, we reject both of those theses. We reject masna mashakosu b'torah, no, both, that's rejected. And some of the rights is also rejected. But a minor times a minor equals a plus. Precisely because we hold that some of the Rabbanah. So then even though we hold Masa Mashkata Vitar with Domashim Imam and his Tanah Kayim, but what else do we hold? Kachava Masnu. Kachava Masnu is the Ram what? Yosem Mishal Torah. And the Ksuba the Rabbanah, the Chamas Chiz the Ram Yosem Mishal Torah, his Akoshi also the Kayim of Tanah Batil. That's the Ram's shot in the Rambam. Unbelievable. Yeah. Correct. You like the Rambam, brother. My mother defiled. But the question is very nice. You like him, but explain it to me. So the Ram gives you the structure, so you can therefore expect your preference for the Rambam sheet. I like the Rambam. I like the Rambam. I like the Rambam. We like the Rambam. I like the Ravid. We like the Rambam. Yeah, nothing but how it works.
So
it's
the Ram is correct.
Oh, okay. No, the Ram is not his butt.
No,
it's not
the Ram
himself. Right. Right. Right.
Because,
very good. You'll be Muhammad to Allah Mishnah. That's what I think you're really driving at. But we haven't gotten there yet. So far, your pshat is pure romance. But the real workings of the halach is where the Ram says, culture, it's the Rabbana, also Kizuk Yotzi Mishal Torah. And there's no about the question. Ryan has one Nakuda though.
What is the
I don't know. Good question. I don't know. That's a big cloud. Exception to the cloud. Says the Ryan an extra word. For me, Vada in La Rosa the Kaima. You want to divorce her? Then to know time. How do you know? So Shaklina and the Tarina the Elda from Gimla and Alaf Mochelas to both of the Bible Meshla to know Ksuba to the Dikrin Amavishalo, what for the time of Yechol Limchol? Ksuba should be less than the right amount. So Rabbi Yudah holds Ksuba is the Rabbon and also Chizuk also Mishal Toro to the Tanayah's bottle. But even he can see the what? If you write in a receipt, I received 100 Zuz, then it works. How can he be holier than the Pope? The problem is, he's holier than the Pope. The Pope of you that says that you cannot make it tonight. But if you make it, you write a document, then it's effective. And the Rambam even denies that. It's like nobody. That's a good cash. you pick, what's called the pick four, you pick according to the Rambam, what is going to hold to get out of this mess? What's going to hold on? What's going to say? What? So we know you're Subas the Rabbam. On the first issue, we took a clear stand. Subas the Rabbam. Next, Master Mashiach the Matovi also took a stand. Namely, it's the Dabbash of a moment to no time. Sure. Next. What's the next, Shaila? The next Shaila as well. What was the third question? The Rambam says the Pharisees should be our mayor, we could be lost as we are. Possibilities, but the passion is so far anyway. There's no such thing. Now, yeah, we have to understand a couple of things over here. First, we already mentioned this briefly on Thursday, the distinction of the Gemara between Baal Peh and Bichtav. Ham of the Kosev or Amalo. What is that distinction? The fundamental machlokus in the Rishon, in the Shita Mekubet. Some say the Shaila is the question whether it's a Tanai on the one hand, or whether it's a receipt, Mechil, on the other hand. Nothing to do with written or oral. That's irrelevant. Is it a Tanai? Tanai would not work. As Masa Makosav Torah, or Kosav Lo, and Mu'ud Dim Nami Omar Lo, Hareini Mocher, Hareini Mocheles, that does work. Look, if you owe me money, and I say I forgive the debt, that's it. So the distinction would not be so much between writing and saying, but really the distinction would be between what and what, between stipulating and forgiving. Stipulations are ineffective in some conditions, in such situations, and forgiving would be effective. That's some of Farshim. Others say, no. It says, Kosev and Alper, take it literally. Writing is more powerful than speaking. Speaking would not be effective, and writing would be effective. In what case? In what case? Presumably in the case of forgiving. That even forgiving, if it's done by Alper, would not work. But washing the work? We pass in Mechila, Eina Tzricha Kenyan. Why should the Mechila work? Yeah. Right. Well, Kiyilin is Kabbalti. Josh, there are two kinds of Mechila. We discussed this a long time ago. One is we call Siluk. I sort of pull myself away from the obligation. And one is no. Kilo is Kabbalti, I said the obligation has been discharged, I've been paid already. Oh, so Josh asked, what if he'll say orally? Kilo is Kabbalti, his Kabbalti mona. I received, should go to Bezdi and make a statement in court, I received in front of two witnesses, I already received 100 zuz. Would that be effective or not? So Josh is noted to say, it would be effective, why not? Why not? I just cross it. death, right? That's it. He'll survive her. He won't divorce her and not live her. So there'll never be a collective tzuvah. So she is, quote, merchel tzuvah, it's a mechila tluya. So mechila tluya requires a kinyan. What does a kinyan mean? Mechsav. You write a shtar. I don't know, maybe quote, they didn't say mechanami, but the chalit would also work, maybe. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe not. That's what the Alter Rebbe, the Alter Ger Rebbe, explains why you require tzuvah. Not there. The sharp shot. The sharp shot. Quoted another day, that's all the Shita Mekubetas, Varichas. Quoted a different day in the Shita Mekubetas. If you say Beferish Hayim Mokel, it's not a Tanai, but Kilos Gabalti, and you don't have to write anything. That's what Josh wanted to say. So there's a Shita, and you like you also, if you look at the Shita Mekubetas, those will hold your way as well. Not quoted as a Shita. It would not be good, unless you make a opinion. Now that's the case, that it's a question of Tanai, only Tanai works. And it's about the, in fact, would work. You can understand the Gemara after Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Let's turn back to Nun Zayin Amud Aleph for a minute and review. Some of you weren't even here on Thursday, some of your minds were in Yerushalayim or elsewhere. What does it say in after Nun Zayin Amud Aleph? Again, Machlok at the left. You pick. What's it called, the pick four? You pick according to the Rambam, what is going to hold to get out of this mess? What's it going to hold on? What's it going to say? What? So we know it's Subhat the Rabbam. On the first issue, we took a clear stand. Subhat the Rabbam. Next, Maskam HaShkat HaMatov, we also took a stand. Namely, it's the Dabash of the moment to no kind. Sure. Next. What's the next, Shaila? The next Shaila is what? What was the third question? The Rambam said the Pharisees should be our mayor, but it would be lost as good as nuts. Fairish. Now the only question is left, what? Also chizik yotze mishal tzol, why not? So the Ransi holds, yes. Also chizik the ram yotze mishal tzol. But the problem is, the only context that the Gemara had, also chizik the ram yotze tzol, is when it came to Matanai. There's no Gemara in God's shot. Which says mefurish, that the principle of also chizik the ram yotze mishal tzol can work even by yiskabalti. Even when he writes a shover. You're right, I received 100 zuz. You listen to the show to me. Is there a Gemara in Shach, which says, our Gemara has also chiz the Mishal Torah only in the case of a Tanai, not in the case of a Skabalti. The Kiddush in Rambam is, even if you write in a document of Skabalti, it still doesn't work. Where did that come from? That's the question. Is there a Gemara which says so? Show me. Is either self in self kubir or self in self bia? I don't understand this bia story. I don't understand. As of when is self in the ksuba? The very latest. No. Kufa. Kufa shirei is self in the ksuba. As a matter of fact, this Gemara troubles me. According to Shita Sarkosis in the Rush back in the fourth parak, when is the woman against ksuba, the mitzvah? As of when? Everything. Who cares? Yisurin, who cares? It's all too late. According to the Rambam, Rambam passes Arusa Eilok Suba. We understand very well that Chuppah is bandied about over here. But Bia is a problem. But according to the Shita Satos Farosh, even Chuppah is a problem. The Eilok is the moment of the Chalos HaKsuba. That's a Kasha. I don't understand. It's a good Kasha, I thought. Could be. What is that distinction? The fundamental machlokes in the Rishonim, the Shita Mekubetz. Some say the Shaila is the question whether it's a Tanai on the one hand, or that it's a receipt, Mechil on the other hand. Nothing to do with written or oral. That's irrelevant. Is it a Tanai? Tanai would not work. That's Masa Machos of a Torah. Or Kosala, and who is in Nami Omala, Hareni Mocher, Hareni Mocheles, that does work. Look, if you owe me money, and I say I forgive the debt, that's it. So the distinction would not be so much between writing and saying, but really the distinction would be between what and what? Between stipulating and forgiving. Stipulations are ineffective in some conditions, in such situations, and forgiving would be effective. That's some approach. Others say no. It says, cost of an alpeh, take it literally. Writing is more powerful than speaking. Speaking would not be effective, and writing would be effective. In what case? In what case? Presumably in the case of forgiving. That even forgiving, if it's done by alpeh, would not work. But why shouldn't it work? We paskin, mechila, ain't a tricha kinya. Why shouldn't the mechila work? Yeah. But Kielin is Kabbalti. Josh, there are two kinds of Mechilin. We discussed this a long time ago. One is we call Siluk. I sort of pull myself away from the obligation. I want to know. Kielin is Kabbalti. I said the obligation has been discharged. I've been paid already. Oh, so Josh asked, what if he'll say orally? Kielin is Kabbalti. His Kabbalti mona. I received the Godot Shagot HaBezdin and make a statement in court. I receive in front of two witnesses. I already received 100 zuz. Would that be effective or not? The Josh is noted to say it would be effective. Why not? Why not? Why not? I says kosa. Lav dafka kosa. That's one day in the shita like you. The Ritzvah says no. The Ritzvah says if you just say I received the money, it's a non-sade that it wasn't meant sealed. This is a ritual which is not in the sheet, by the way. Look in the ritual. The new ritual is very good. Explains it. It's a beautiful print. Explains that a non-sadi, that if it's, we are witnesses, that she didn't really mean it. Of course, the question becomes, why should we say it to her? Why shouldn't we mean it? Mechila always works. Mechila and Shechah Kenyan. That top shot in the Ultra Polsky, the name of the Altogether Rebbe, should be helpful. Well, it's going to be the Shita. No, that rule cannot be applied indiscriminately. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. By the way, I saw the Hafla here in Simon Samuel Vox, exactly the opposite of it. He said, even if you hold that Subas Mitzu is the Raisa, the Subas Harus is coming to Rabbah. I said, my Svara. It's Suba the Rabbanah, because I'm calling it a Lothia. That's only the Shach, Suba, or even Bia. But Suba is the right, it's called Suba the Ishis begin. Ishis begins with Shach Tivish. Now, flow, Pumpfaker. Suba is the right, it's only the Shach, and Suba when it's completed Ishis. If there exists Subal Arus, it would only be on the level of the Rabbon. Okay, that's what I wanted to bring out. Now let's go to the issue of the Shita Ha-Polkim. And to this day, it's kind. I mean, Kotskim Sochacharov don't really exist as such in large numbers, but Ger certainly does. And the Ger Chassidus is the Chassidus of conscious and learning. You go to Gevin and Ger. You go to Ger Friday night, looking to have all the Shabbos and Meir. It's an hour learning. You go to Ger Shabbos and have before Kriya Kafara, an hour learning. That's it, no question. You have to learn for an hour because you follow them with the sun, but you learn from it. It's beautiful. It's a learning chassidus. If I be a chassid, I'd probably become a Ger chassid. But I mean, they're all about learning. A lot of chassidus in it. Where I came from, my blood is Galician. Now things are getting better. Everyone's going to learn a little bit, but in Europe, the learning was for the elite. It wasn't for the Hamona. Now they're trying to change it a little bit. But altogether, the Chidush Harim, Zok Azay, Beautiful pshat. We already go back to something we discussed a long time ago. He says, Shul Mechila and Atrin Kenyan. But you may recall an expression I told you a month ago called Mechila Tluya. Mechila Tluya means a Mechila which I'm not even sure it's really a Mechila. I'm not sure if I'm giving up anything or not. That requires Kenyan. What's the example of that? Shara. The Hilchos Sotah Masechta Sanhedrin Avav Shara Tzricha Kenyan. Well, it's a minute. And she is Michael. So that kind of a Tzul, that kind of a Mechila, not a Mechila Tluya. Tzvalde. The Beis Shmuel said it in that if she know, that if he, she knows the Rav is going to divorce her, then the Mechila works. So the Rebbe asked how come? So the Rebbe answers like Menachem said. Put before the candidate, the Rebbe. Yeah. So the problem with the Rambam, as I said before, is that he says it's no good even in a case of he wrote his Kabbalah. And there's nowhere in Shas, nobody says that. So I tell you that Vilna Gaon, yeah, should have told you. Vilna Gaon talks about this Rambam and tries to make sense out of it. I'm not exactly sure what he's talking about either. So I'll read it to you. The Rambam says, The Rambam calls up the Afrit Kosvos Kabalti, Eni Echol Elimcho. Why? Listen to this, I'm reading that for the Groh. And this is called Yudalad, Simon Samavo. The Sfile, Midin Mechalit, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Kosvolo. Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes between Kosvolo and Lo Kosvolo. Michlal. And here's the question, whether we know this, how do you know this? But that's the going assumption. From inference, we can assume. The Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who is the more strict opinion. Klalo cannot. That even if you write it, it's no good. Where is it? Who said that? Who is that? Where? What? Where is it in Shas? That according to the May, even if you write his Kabbalti, if you write his Kabbalti, then it's no good. Now, oh. You'll tell me, yeah, the Gemara from the court of the Meir tonight is not valid. Yeah, but I'll tell you, that's what Meir she tells those Tzuvah Zoraisa. Tzuvah Zoraisa, and therefore you know it's not so much for the Mekor to know Boto. The response will be, this is going around, yeah, but the Rambam holds like a Meir Velavni Tameh. Why? Because Tzuvah is the Rabbana, but also Chizel with the Reyem, what? Yosef Mishal Torah. So it's amazing. Rabbi Yehuda said that, but he only limited to a case of Tnai, not the Kosvos Kabbalti. And Rambam extends the same logic of Rabbi Yehuda even to a case of Kosvos Kabbalti. Because Rabbi Meir, that way, Rabbi Meir is not even a Kosvos Kabbalti, it's no good. That's what a going for Shah. It's not a befeirish Gemara. It's a Gemara of reading between the lines. Rabbi Meir holds Kosvos Kabbalti is no good. And Rambam passes like a Meir v'lavi tamei. Not because Masan has called the Torah, Snor, Bottle, and Sumas are right. He rejects both of those principles. Rather, he holds the Rabbana, as the Kirsi Bottle, Mishal Torah. I have you to hold that way, but only limited to the case of Sinai, not to the case of Kosmos Kabbalti. Well, the Rabbana outdoes Rabbi Yudah, because the Rabbana would go even further than Rabbi Yudah. Okay, that's what the Goyim says, Pat and Rabbana. It's a Chid Mechudish Dik of Shah. So that's the going step. That's what he said. The Lecha Mishnah asks the following kash. It's my answer to look at Lecha Mishnah. It's very important, Lecha Mishnah. Very important. He doesn't understand. We pass him called Tanai Shem Maman of Kai. It's true. Rabbi Yehuda is also chizim the reg also Mishal Torah. It's true. For Rabbi Yehuda himself admits by Kasav law. Why should we out Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda? So I will come out to draw. The draw says we pass like a mei of lami tamei. That's a very big chiddush. There's no real source for it. Not in Torah, not in Gemara. Beyond that. The Rambam seems to say that because the
Nice. Is bottle. That's pretty good. It's nice bottle because it's a bilasmus. I read you the Rambam. The Rambam is the Rambam inside. It's original. That's the Shavarah. The Rambam quotes the Father put in the Mamma cup. There is good base in the police. I love above through tests. There should be four Rambams in a row. They're all important. Hisna ima is halacha tes. Hisna ima o limto fe ikar ksuba o shekosla masayin o ma o mea ikar ksuba o kosla skabalti me an kaf vaka bilo niskabla sno boto se kol apoche se psula mi masayin o la mana mi mana hare zubi lesbos man wait a second back to lecha mishna no. Even if it's not time, it's be less nose. We just read the Gemara of the base. Right? No. No kayim. Could also be a din of be less nose. Why is only no buckle? Shekala promises be less nose. The Lechemish is that Noam said before. Noam said it in three words. The Lechemish elaborates for an entire paragraph. Good. Listen carefully. Tell me what you meant. On an honest answer. Like a mission is problem. What's the pshat? Why should it be buffled? I mean, you have to have a rule of post-natural and modern kind. What's going on over here? So the answer that the Mishnah gives is like this. It's true, the mammon is to know kaya. But that's mammon. The entire halakhic world is divided into two parts. Mammon and what else? What's the other part? Isur. Isur and Mammon and Afinan. Isur is the other half. So I'm thinking, oh, Ram the Chiddush Gadol. The pshat over here is that these things, like the tonight of the work, are considered to be Isur. Isur. If you look at Rabbi Akiva Eger, and the tshuva, which is quote here in the a different context. The Rambam has three, listen carefully, that's why context is so critical. The Rambam has three cases where the Tanai wouldn't work. Ona, come on, Ona, Suba, and what else the third who remembers? My answer to the Rambam is so important. The Kala Masa, it's he's not bashly, it's kaya the echam and advarm shall hoya kaya behen. Kaya. Chutz mishlosh advarm. But it's not won't work. Who's that? Ona? Kupa. Kupa should have always opened the tzuba. As a matter of fact, this Gemara troubles me. According to Shita Sarkosis in the rush back in the fourth parak, when did the woman get tzuba, the mice? As of when? Erusin. 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 Well, who cares? Who cares? He's suing. Who cares? B. It's all too late. According to the Rambam, Kaman Pasas, I will say A. Look, Suba. You understand very well. I hope it's bandied about over here. But B. is no problem. But according to the Shita Satos Farosh, even Chup is a problem. The Aresin is the moment of the Chalos HaKsuba. That's a Kasha. I don't understand. It's a good Kasha, though. Could be. I thought I was thinking it's an interesting svara, a chiddush. Like this. Let's take the beer sheet. How do you explain it? Makes no sense. What is follows? What's wrong with having no ksuba? Oh. What's wrong with having no ksuba?
We know that the reason for having a Ksuvah Svesh don't take Halar Enav Lotzi. Yeah. Yeah. By both sides. The Easter is Bilas Nus. So they call him in of Lotzia. One could say as follows. That the Iker Takonas Ksuba was for the beer. True, it's called the Shasta Suva. But the real reason for it is for the beer. For Kol's man, it wasn't a beer yet. He wasn't Zolt in the Suva completely. And therefore, the Pnai might be effective. But once it was beer, then no longer. That's one day. That's a far out day. Nisuan is the proper, is the eco day. But Nisuan is the time when the Chiyuv is really time. It occurred to me that Tosis is on the ropes. The Tosis tells that Subas Kamish has Erisin. How could there be a stun in the Gemara against them? I thought of the following. Maybe Tosis, when she tells him back on that Yudam and Allah. The Gemara over here is also like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. They hold Ksuba to Rabbonim. That's the end of the middle of the day, the Pasha. So Ksuba must have been like the writer. Therefore, we don't find anywhere in Shas this is Darf in the Chukas Mishpat, and the Rambam is not a Tana. He doesn't make up his own drushes. He must have just mentioned kind of whatever, but really held up the writer. But Chazanish said, on the Rambam comes to We're assuming that's not correct. Assuming the Rambam really held the Chukas Mishpat, it's a real drush. This being the case, I don't say. Huh? Either Rama had a mother somewhere in some who knows what, simply Zutza, I don't know what, they also find these Makaros and Rama all over, I haven't found it yet. Or he, I don't know, he made it up, he said, that's Masib Shat in this halacha, it's like Yerusha, he figured it out himself, I don't know, it's a good question. But that's the case for both sides. Shat Rama is a serious issue by Yerusha, and Ono, the parent is also an Issa, because you can't be Merkel it. And if it's low, you can't, and it's also an Issa. You can't be Merkel it, you can't be Sherev Tzu. So Ksuba is the same. It's a Bilas Nus. Bilas Nus is talking about Issurin. The minute you start talking about Issurin, you have to work against the Ksuba as it makes Norim wherever you want. If that's the case, we could suggest that that rule cannot be applied indiscriminately. No, absolutely not. By the way, I saw the Haflah here in Simon Samuel Vox exactly the opposite of me. He believes you all that Ksuvah Tetsu is the Raisa, but Ksuvah Tetsu is the Rabbah. Hey, Patrisa. Don't forget. Okay. I said, mine is Svara. The Ksuvah Tetsu Rabbah is the Kala Vela Vlotia. That's only the Shastra, Tetsu, and even Bia. But Ksuvah Tetsu is the Raisa. It's called Ksuvah Tetsu is the Gish. You should begin the Shastra Gish. Now, flow of Kumpfaker. Suva is our rice, is only Mishad. And the Suva is completed issue. If there exists Suva Larusa, it would only be on the level of the Rabbon. Okay? That's what I wanted to bring out. Now let's go to the issue of the Shitat HaPofkin, as far as whether the Rambam is right or wrong and how he accepts. Remember, let's assume at the outset that Mechila would not work even if it's written, if it's said beferish, Kilos Kabbalah. Remember the Ger Rebbe's shot. The Ger Rebbe held that because the Mechila Kluya, because the Gemara wants to know, you don't know whatever would come into existence otherwise. That's called a Shraka Mechila Kapshara, and it required a Kinyan. So this can explain the Beis Shmuel. This is what the Rebbe says. The Beis Shmuel says, if you know for a fact
you a lady, know for a fact, your husband's about to divorce you. And you tell him, I mean, miracle to quibble. It happens all the time. It happens all the time at a guest. Right? The man gives a guest, and they usually, they often ask the wife, you miracle to quibble, she'll say yes. Then they write the guest, give her the guest. She comes to bed, though, what do you mean? It doesn't falsify him that the chilus still doesn't work. So we all assume that this does work. Why? Because it's standing by divorce proceedings. Why? Oh, that's a gerah chasid. Not in the blood. Not in the blood. That's what the gerah ever says. That if she's happily married to the guy, so who knows? Will there ever be a divorce? Who's going to die first? We don't know. But she's standing by divorce proceedings. She knows the ksuv is coming to her. 100%. She knows it's going to be collectible in a matter of minutes. And she is merkel. So that kind of a ksuv, that kind of a mechila, not a mechila glue, you're involved. What? The Beis Shmuel said it in. That if she know, that if he's suva, but she's not written properly, documented properly, it's also literal shalachas of suva. There's another different reaction. If there would have ever been a possibility of really having no obligation of suba, would have been a bilas nus. And because that is unacceptable, there always will in fact be a real chiyuv suba. You've never found, I haven't found one single case in Rambam with no chiyuv suba. You could stand there and spit wooden nickels. You could write a scabalti. What is it? It's still going to be a chiyuv suba. Because the alternative is work. What's the alternative? Bilas nus. Bilas is just a weapon to prevent the ksuvah ever being really low. Perish mechudosh from Odin Rama, and it's against the Gemara of Rama Dick. And I'm telling you up front, and obviously going to be a terror. What? Because the Gemara of Rama Dick seems to indicate that, here, I'm a kasabah tnoa brother, and still it's viyaznut. For I learned from the Rambam that he understands that Nakamo says, what? He's like a fool, like a man. Who's a hole like that? I mean, that's what somebody. I rather just say a man would hold that way. If the maskana or a man would hold, that because of the possibility of BS knows, whatever you do won't help. I'm against the man. Yeah, I'm against the man, I know. My child is against the man. But Rama stares you in the face. He says, the fairish. And because the atonement would be a bilas nus, so that's why we say that whatever he says or writes or does, it's dvar b'teir, nothing. I read him a fairish of Rambam. And halacha yud is the other halacha of that's in the case where the chiyuv really does exist. Because remember, there are two different members in the Gemara. It's really cool question directly. One's a member called bilas nus, and one that we call Asadisha Sha'as Loksum. Ram separate them. One is the case where both sides what? Where there is in fact a Ksuba and it's Asadisha Sha'as. Where there never was any question. It certainly was a Ksuba. Just as we're saying what? He's not enough the confidence of the document. That's a very good one for you. And the second example is where there really shouldn't have been a Ksuba. By all normal logic, there would be no Ksuba. It was a Mechila, it was a Skabalti, it was written in the works. Half of can, the atom bomb wins. What's the atom bomb? Bilas nus. You don't want to allow bilas nus. You don't allow bilas nus to prevent the mechila, the skabalti, the ksiva from working. That's my pshat Rambam. It's only the Gemara has to figure out how to get out of this Gemara. What? Huh? But the Gemara says the expression bilas nus in a case. That's what I'm saying.
Because
that's what I said. I thought Chan another way. I thought Chan Rambam was that in a case the Rambam in Halacha, he's very good Halacha Yud, he talks that kind of a language, but if he doesn't have a Tzuv, he never says Bilas Nus. He just says also the Shoracha Chassid Av Lo Tzuv. Don't say Bilas Nus over there. Gemara says we pass like a mayav lami tamei.